Joseph this day. Give thanks for that creative force for this union. Let me say to you, my dear friends, this union between us is of much importance. Therefore, let us remember why it is so. You, my dear friends, as emissaries of spirit, know only too well that the purpose of my coming to you is not only for new knowledge, for yourselves in this lifetime, but also that all peoples that you meet may see and may know the spiritual light which each one of you sends forth. I want you to remember these words daily, because as you grow spiritually, many more opportunities will come your way in order that spiritual light be recognized among those who lack in knowledge of spiritual matters. Therefore, I say to you, my dear friends, remember who you are. Now, in this time, I wish to speak with you a little about the concepts of time, or rather the lack of understanding among you of what time is. Time, as you know, in this physical world has been manufactured by man into many degrees destroy you. That time is your mental perception of what it should be. Would you agree?
Do you mean like there are times when it can seem like time passes very slowly, and other times it seems like it passes very fast?
Yes, you are correct. After all, as an example, shall we take 1 hour of what you call time? 5 minutes of your time can seem like 1 hour. Sometimes, is that not true?
Very true.
But you see, it is your mental perception that makes it so. You understand?
Yes, it's logical when you say.
You also know that time, as you know it, does not exist in our world.
Yes.
But what I wish to expand upon this time is something perhaps you have not been aware of before. And it is this, my dear friends. You know and understand that within our world there are many stages of growth. You all are well aware of this.
Yes.
But what you perhaps do not fully understand is that the mental perception, and after all, it is the mind which is uppermost in our world, the mental perception of time in our world alters with each stage of spiritual growth. You know and understand, and we have discussed at some length, that energy is ever moving.
Yeah.
Therefore, as you progress spiritually, it is a quickening of vibration, of energy. Therefore, the mental perception alters also. Are you understanding me?
Yes.
This has been little discussed in your world, except by many masters who have taught initiates of spiritual matters. But in general, most people have not considered the change of mental perception of time in our world. Let me give you some example, please. You know, when first you leave the physical carpet behind, not much changes. You still retain all the desires that you have become accustomed to. Therefore, if you desire to speak with another, to go to another place, then the mental thought helps you to attain it. But with each stage of spiritual development. All of this gradually quickens until you are one with the actual vibration of time. I am speaking on difficult matters this time. Therefore, if you do not understand, we will stop now to enable you to ask questions.
So would you then, with the raised vibration, would you then be more in the flow of life? Because I've noticed that, you know, when you're engaged in something that you busy yourself with, time seems to pass more quickly.
Yes, that is the physical equation, if I may put it that way. That is the closest you will get to an explanation in this life. But the spiritual vibration needs no mental perception of any type. But that is the stage that is much advanced, and you could not possibly begin to understand. But what I wish you to know, and would want you to try to understand, is that the perception of time also changes. It is not something that when you come to our world, and as you know, there is no time as you know it, but it does change with the quickening of the spiritual vibration. Therefore, the advanced being within our world would have no perception of time as you would imagine it. They become part of the whole. Can you understand?
Yeah.
Or is this too difficult for you?
This is very interesting. I suspect there is a kind of physical parallel where the vibration, where the quickening vibration is concerned, because physical clocks, which depend on the vibration within the crystal, the time that they register changes when they travel at great speed.
Yes, yes, you have the meaning of what I am trying to put across, but of course we are speaking physical against spiritual,
yes,
which is always the problem. But yes, I agree with you, my dear friend. That is a good analogy.
Yes, thank you. I was careful to describe it as a parallel.
Yes, yes. But I wish you to know, my dear friends, that the understanding of time, because it is always a question that is asked of us who come from our world, to try to understand a little more, to explain to you how time in our world works. But perhaps the simplest way to put it to you is that time, as you know it, does not exist. It is an energy. It is a vibration which, as you grow spiritually, changes also. That is the important point this time. I ask you my dear friends, to reflect upon my words this day. And we will return to it in order that we can construct for you a little more detail.
Okay. Could I just ask, Sanima, when we first go over into spirit, then, as you say, the vibrations are much slower. But during that time, from the slow vibrations to the very quick vibrations, when you become one, there still isn't any sort of feeling of time at all, even though you've got the very slow vibrations.
Time, as you know it, does not exist. Mankind has created time. After all, in your sleep state, you are not aware of time passing.
That's true.
Yeah. Try to imagine it on that level.
Yeah.
And you may begin to understand just a little that mankind has arranged, if I may use that expression, man has arranged his living to work within what you call time.
Is it almost like because we're not developed spiritually or not very in touch spiritually, that we don't know, we don't follow our urges to do things, and so we need clocks to arrange everything?
As life is within your planet at this time of its evolution, time as you know it has become an essential part of your everyday living. This we know and understand. But as you also know, in your meditation states, are you aware of time? Perhaps then you begin to realize that the blending with spirit eradicates the need for physical time.
It's probably true to say that as we move into spirit, we leave the physical world behind, and that includes the physical universe, which is the basis of our time measurement.
Of course. It is the time when the spirit comes to the fore, and the realization that the mind is in charge of the physical. But we accept that because of man's use of physical time, it has created within his thinking many complexities. That the understanding is great, but not always understood. Now, my dear friends, I think for this time I have spoken enough to you to enable you to reflect upon my words. As I say, this is something we will return to on many occasions in order that we can go more deeply, more thoroughly, until your understanding is such that you feel you know a little more. Do we have any questions before I leave you?
Any questions?
No.
Okay. I've been asked to ask you one. As you were aware, our old friend had two groups, the Monday and the Wednesday groups. A lady, Iris, from the Wednesday group, asked me to ask you if she should try clairvoyance, to go into clairvoyance more. She does enjoy that, and she gets some very good clairvoyance, and she wondered if it was a line she should take.
Yes. If I may say so, I would like to speak with the lady in question,
yeah,
if that could be arranged.
Yes, I'll see what I can do. Thank you.
Now, I ask you, my dear friends, to allow those who wish to come close to you. And I would say, before I leave, that as you continue upon your spiritual pathways, that your knowledge of those who come close to you will become much more heightened. That if you would allow yourselves to be more open, there are many who wish to help. The door, my dear friends, is being opened to you. Please do not close it. I leave you with my love, which not only encompasses you all within this room, but encompasses this planet with much love, with much healing. And with much devotion, in order that the great creative force can continue on its way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All my love goes with you.